Here's a simple step to make your life great. Take just one day a week and set it aside for your health. Set it aside for your body's health. Set it aside for your spirit's health. That means set it aside to honor God. God made it simple. Remember the Sabbath day. That's the first part. The word Sabbath literally means rest. Remember means to make sure and observe it. Don't forget it. Go and do work. Remember it. And then there's the second part. And keep it holy. Yep, it's a real and. It's not enough to acknowledge that it's the Sabbath and rest. You're supposed to keep it holy. Now, again, keeping something holy means keeping it separated, sacred, special. It has an elevated status. To an ancient Israelite, it was holy because it belonged to God. Let me say that again slowly. It was holy because it belonged to God. In this commandment, God mixes his holiness with his concern for us. Do you think God doesn't know about our realities? He surely does. God knows that we need to work a lot. That's why this commandment goes on to say, 6 days you shall labor and do your work. You're going to work. We all have to work. We have to work every day to make it, those of us still working. Nearly every day we work. The commandment then completes the thought. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. It's a Sabbath to the Lord. You could just as well say it's in honor of the Lord, because that's what it means. The commandment ends with the explanation that God created everything in 6 days and rested. The implication is that for us to do the same honors God and his creation. And yet, it's not just about honoring God. It's God looking out for the frail creatures he created too. When the commandment says, you shall not do any work, it goes on to say, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. Well, that covers everybody. Why? Because God knew the humans that he made needed their rest. It took Jesus to clarify it centuries later. In the second chapter of Mark, towards the end, Jesus told the Pharisees and all those gathered with him that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. But what has happened? Never mind arguments about Sabbath is supposed to be seventh day or Saturday. Since Jesus' resurrection was on a Sunday morning, that became the holy day, the one day of the week set aside for Christians. It is the Christian Sabbath. What has happened to the Sabbath? I remember vividly when Virginia first relaxed the so-called blue laws, Sabbath closings for stores, because I was personally affected by them. I was working in retail in 1976 when they first started letting stores open on Sunday, just for Christmas, you know. So they said, you knew what was coming. You knew this was the foot inside the door. And my store owner at the time was a practicing Catholic. He went to Mass every week. And he was opposed to it, but he said, okay, for just Christmas shopping this year, we'll do it. You can look the history up if you want to, but I'll tell you now. The retail associations yelled and yelled about how good the money was over that Christmas season and how opening on Sunday would mean more money and more jobs, etc., etc. And by March 1977, the old blue laws and the Sunday closings were gone forever. And if your store was in a mall like we were, you had no choice. You were required to be open if the mall was open. Small stores like us were stretched to the limits. And I know I worked lots of 7-day weeks from then on. I had to miss church or leave church early many, many times. And I was in school at VCU at the time. My body, in short order, was worn out. I really doubt God intended anybody to be as tired as I was. See, our lives aren't better when people forget the good things God has given to us. When we don't obey the commandments that God gave us to make our lives better, you know, how are we better? Now, how many people plan their weeks now so that they have everything done by Sunday? So that Sunday they can do nothing except go to church. Virginia wasn't the only state back there in the 70s to ease their blue laws. Most states did. And I bet by 1990 there wasn't a state in the U.S. that had all the stores closed on Sundays. Guess what? You can trace the huge declines in church attendance back to that time. You can also trace all kinds of social ills back to the time when people weren't allowed or weren't encouraged to think about one day of the week as special, as set aside, as belonging to God, or at least as being set aside because God said so. Because what it comes down to is honoring, showing appreciation, giving praise. That's how I define honoring, as well as giving back if you can. This commandment and the next one are about honoring. We honor God by keeping the Sabbath. We will honor our father and mother in the next commandment, but let's stick to this current one. When we remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, we are honoring God. How so? We show we appreciate God as creator because we're imitating what God did at creation. 6 days did he labor and create the world, and on the seventh rest, as the commandment says. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. We praise God by imitating him. Imitation is the sincerest form of praise. When we tell others and encourage them to remember Sabbath in the same way, we're offering praise by our recommendation. When we come to worship, when we offer ourselves to God on the Sabbath, we're honoring by giving back. And then there's this. We show that we appreciate God's intentions for us, and we take care of the bodies God has given us by taking the rest God has prescribed. We show that we appreciate this gift God has given us in this commandment. Once again, the holy commandment has a side to it that's good for our human natures. Paul said this in the first chapter of, in the 1 Corinthians chapter 6, that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God. This commandment tells us to take care of this temple with which we have been entrusted. So you see, it's not about strict Sabbatarianism, you know, just obeying this commandment blindly because it's a commandment. God, in his wisdom, is always looking out for us. So if you take the time to plan a little, to make sure you get your work done in 6 days, and have one day set aside for the rest and time with God, one day where you can give God what he has set aside for you and him, then you'll be just one step closer to the life God has in mind for you.